USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Dr. Deborah Birx has been tapped to help manage the distribution of remdesivir to hospitals nationwide amid growing frustration among physicians who say they've been unable to access the drug for their sickest COVID-19 patients. Birx, a key member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, is known as the person who's constantly reviewing the numbers, according to White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany. A week ago, the Food and Drug Administration issued an emergency use authorization for remdesivir after preliminary evidence found the drug cut the time patients had to spend in the hospital from 15 days on average down to just 11. The FDA's authorization specified the unapproved drug could be used for severely ill adults and children hospitalized with confirmed COVID-19 diagnoses who have low blood oxygen levels and or are on a ventilator. This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Vice President Mike Pence's press secretary, Katie Miller, has tested positive for the coronavirus. The news comes after a member of the military who served the president as a personal valet also tested positive for the virus. The White House is now increasing the regularity of testing for those who come in contact with the president and vice president to now occur daily instead of weekly. Miller joined Pence's office last year from the Department of Homeland Security. A 5-year-old boy in New York has become the second person in the state to die from a mysterious illness believed to be connected to coronavirus. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo made this announcement. He also said 73 children in New York have been severely ill and continues to urge vigilance. The syndrome is thought to be related to the Kawasaki disease, a rare but serious illness previously noted in children with COVID-19 in the United Kingdom. New York's Health Department and the CDC is investigating the disease. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Louisiana's governor says the state will now have 250 workers in place by the end of next week to contact people infected with the new coronavirus and track down people they've been in close contact with. This contact tracing is a key factor in whether the state will be able to start easing restrictions and closures of business. Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards is under increasing pressure from Republican officials to restart Louisiana's economy. Increased testing is the biggest factor, and Edwards says the state plans to complete a total of 200,000 tests by the end of the month of May. It's been nearly 2 months since live music has been shut down around the country. For large concert companies, the revenue slippage has been a major burden. For independent venues, which have no corporate parent to fall back on, it's an existential crisis. According to Dana Frank, the board president of the newly formed National Independent Venue Association. NIVA is a new coalition of independent venues across the U.S. that includes California's Troubadour and New York's Hammerstein Ballroom, despite never having worked together before. The members are banding together to seek federal support, such as tax relief and business recovery grants. The organization told Rolling Stone that 90% of its 1,300 member venues report that they do not have cash on hand to last 6 more months without federal intervention, and 55% say they do not have enough to last more than 3 months. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.